Hey, this is Dan Osso of the Discovery Channel team, back here at the Tour de France for the start of stage 13 on our way to Montpellier. Well, as you know from yesterday, Tricky crashed on the stage and dropped out of the race and spent the night in the hospital in Gap and had the observations happen and everything else came out fine. And Johan called him last night and he actually still doesn't remember the crash. The only thing he remembers is basically after the crash. He's heading home to Spain today and we think he's going to join us in Paris at the finish of the race, which will be nice. But again, we're short one guy, and I think what's the big shame is that with the race heading towards the Pyrenees and being a Spanish rider, that's where all the Spaniards really love to climb, they love to attack, and you see a lot of Spanish guys that are in the peloton the whole race kind of not showing themselves as much, but as soon as they hit the Pyrenees and all the Basques and all the Spanish fans are out there, that's where they really flourish. Tricky's a pure climber, and he goes straight up real well, and those couple days in the Pyrenees starting tomorrow are going to be pretty tough. Definitely going to use them, but that's what the team's about. That's what we have all the guys for, and guys like George are going to have to step up a little bit, and Chechu and Jose and Paulo and Papo. I mean, we've got the guns, but you sure want to have all nine guys if you can. But I think with the eight here, well, we're going to have to manage, and I think we'll be fine. There's no change in strategy, just the effect of guys now know that they're going to be doing longer pulls and taking more time on the front. And but, you know, I'll tell you, Lance feels great. He looks great. He's supremely confident this morning at the bus. There's a huge crowd around him, and he's signing longer than I've ever seen him sign autographs, and he's very relaxed and jovial. So I know he's happy. I know he's content. We're all upset that Tricky's not here, but if Rasmussen attacks or anybody else attacks, I just think Lance has the power to stay with them and if not drop them. So you always want your team around you, and we've proved that over the last handful of stages where he's been supported incredibly well. But no real strategy changes, and if it really comes down to where we lose teammates towards the finish and Lance has to go for himself, I think he can do that. I think he will eventually have to do that because someone's going to have to attack here. You've got riders like Basso and Rasmussen behind and Moreau and a handful of others, Levi Lightheimer, and I just know there's going to be some attacks coming because they're all just kind of sitting back and really haven't done anything since Courchevel. So you'd think the last couple of climbing days that the action's going to have to heat up. So today is more of a transition day out of the Alps, totally flat day. It almost is downhill. So you could basically expect some sprinters to go away. And now that Tom Boonen dropped out of the race yesterday while leading the green jersey competition, that's going to heat up now. You've got a couple of riders fighting for that now. So whatever work the team does early in the day today is going to be taken over by the sprinting teams at least halfway through the race. I think we're going to benefit from that, but it's real windy down here like always, and the heat is oppressive. So we'll do our job at the front in case anything goes away, but if you're a rival to Lance, if you're a climber, you absolutely are saving yourself for tomorrow, and you've got to drink, you've got to start hydrating last night and this morning and then during the race because it's just really, really hot today. So come back later on today and we'll see just exactly which sprinter wins this stage today. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.